Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's Raising the Vibration on the Live Paranormal Radio Network and iHeartRadio.com. I'm your host, Sheena Metal. I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a 28-year talk radio host. I'm a creative and performing artist. And I come to you live from my home in Southern California every weekday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. This show is the first outreach of my nonprofit movement of peace, love, kindness, and unity, RaisingTheVibration.org. That I founded in 2016 to carry on my mom's teachings, both spiritual and humane, kind of give everybody a little piece of the magic that I grew up with. And she always believed that the world needed more peace, more love, more kindness, and more unity. And I agree, and you can find us at raisingthevibration.org. When I created this show, we added some more words. Those words, ascend, evolve, inspire, and love. So basically, what are you doing to make the world a better place and to add to your own personal ascension? How is that leading to your own evolvement spiritually? How are you using those things to inspire others? And maybe most importantly, how much love are you putting into the world? So every week on the show, I gather beautiful people, bright people, lovely people, light-filled beings, and we talk about what can you do to make the world a better place. And my guests today are certainly no exception to that. They're both creative beings and spiritual beings. The first has been a guest on my shows before, although it's his first time on this show, and the next is making their debut here on the show, which I love. I love brand new people. And they work together, and I love that as well. So please welcome Aeon Anthony Beechler and Muse to the show. It's great to have you both here. And for some reason, neither of them are here, and I'm not sure why. I don't know why I don't have them. Let me see if I can find them here really quick. This happens sometimes. You lose a guest, and then you have to go and find them. Kind of kills my great flow, right? Okay. I've sent them both a text. This happens actually quite rarely. You would think it would happen more than this, considering how many shows I do every week. I always am surprised that I don't lose guests more than I do. But right now, I do not have them. Oh, okay, here we go. All right, I think I found Muse. So Muse is going to be first. I don't know where Aeon is. We're going to have a little call-in soon. All right, here we go. No, I still don't have either one. Yes, yes. Come on, my friends. I'm going to give them the number again. This happens, friends. I don't sweat it. 28 years doing this. I don't let anything faze me anymore. folks I know that are just starting their radio shows, they get so like crazy and anal and worried. They want me there 45 minutes early to check in. I'm like, oh my God, really, you guys? It takes me 2 minutes. This kind of thing happens. Okay, here we go. Hi, welcome to the show. Is this Muse?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I think we lost Aeon. Just disappeared into the ethers, my friend. But I'm glad you're here, and it's good to have you here, and welcome to Raising the Vibration. So tell me a little bit about you. What's a little bit of your path as a creative being and then also mm-hmm. as a spiritual being? Have you always walked both of those paths at once?
Mm-hmm. Well, as a creative being, I'm an artist. I produce EDM music. I love EDM music. That's kind of, that focuses with vibrations, and that also kind of ties into my spirituality as well, too. Just purely making music is just a physical form of your manifestation. So I think they kind of coexist. I've always been spiritual, and I've also just kind of, I've been always into tarot readings. Me and Anne, my partner, we actually are starting a business together that kind of deals with mental health with, and also spirituality as well, too, if we can get him on the phone.
I know, right? I thought he would be the easy one. I knew him before. So for you, how long have you been a creative artist? How long have you been making music or creating in some way?
Since I was 18, I started going to a lot of raves and, actually diving into that and really just being there and just being in live performances. It just did something to me, and it changed my life. It made me want to be able to be able to create and to be able to mimic that feeling that I had, like just being in music. Music has a lot of emotions, and I feel like, you know, music has also been a good transmutation of just energy. Whether I'm having a good day, bad day, I can listen to music, and it just takes me to another space, and it always clears my blockages, anything that I'm going through. I can just play a song and be ready to go. And I feel like now, as part of me being 25 now, I want to take it a lot more serious and actually put out music, because a lot of people have told me, yeah, you have really good sounds, but like, are you gonna post something? And now I feel like I've come into myself and my sound, and actually who I am spiritually has also helped me tune down my sound and what the direction that I want to go to. So,
right, that's wonderful. Now, as a creative being, as you began to develop your music, were you already a spiritual being, and also have you always felt, because I've always felt my whole life, even before I was a spiritual practitioner or I opened my practice or I talked about my gifts, I always felt that my spirituality fueled my creativity and that everything I did
yes.
was a co-creation between spirit and me. I mean, have you always felt that way as well?
Honestly, short story, back when I was back in middle school, I was in marching band. I always had a thing for music, and my dad would always tell me, like, you got to keep playing, you got to keep doing it. And I never had that sensation. I loved playing music. I just, wasn't ready, I guess, at that time. And I felt as though the things that I was playing, I was just playing notes. I was just learning something. But as a producer, you have to be able to, these pieces, these songs that you're putting together, it's all feelings and emotions. And I feel like that also goes into alchemy as well, too. But how can you be able to redirect your energy if your thoughts and your mental health is not there? You know, so I feel like as I got older and I also started diving into my spirituality, I built up a sense of self of I can silence myself, or whenever I feel that energy, that urge to make music, I know how to channel it. And it definitely has been showing also in my life, too, how I redirect my energy.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. Yeah, it's interesting, right? I'm always so fascinated when, because I've interviewed a lot of people, right, almost years on the air. I'm fascinated when I interview creative and they don't have any sense of spirituality. And I always say, but where do you think it comes from? And they really believe that it all comes from in their brain. And I think that's fascinating. But to me, the creation of art is so much bigger than anything that lives in my brain that I can't imagine just like me just being it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's definitely taught me that it is very important for me to be connected and not just connected in the mainstream, connected with myself, with my higher self, with source, just with everything, because, you know, our thoughts are vibrations and we can manifest things, and music ties to our thoughts, those vibrations. But, you know, where are you getting this vibration from? Like this frequency, I always see like a lot of celebrities, they talk about God energy. Yes, that energy is what you're producing, is that vibration. You're channeling that vibration, but how are you getting to that vibration? You have to be meditating. You have to be constantly connected to, you know, your ancestors or your spirituality or wherever you want to call it. This is another reason why we started our business, Candle Magic, too, because, you know, a lot of people do not know how to focus their intention and actually, you know, manifest the things that they want.
Agreed. And that's so important in every aspect of life, right, Muse? But especially when you're an artist, so much about the manifestation. And it's not just the manifestation of art, which is part of it, right? But it's also the manifestation of how you want your art to land in the world and how you want it to be received and how you want it to grow. Yeah. It's like just so important that you learn to manifest.
Correct. This is why we started this business. Literally, I talk to a lot of people and they're, I want to do this, I want to do that. But, you know, where's your energy going? A lot of us, we have all of our energy going in every different direction, but what are we focusing on stuff that is actually, that's constantly being cycled and fueled by that energy? What is giving back to us when we are giving that energy? So we created Candle Magic to focus that, to be able to be aware and see that energy. And move accordingly to that energy.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes, I agree 100%. Has it been a natural transition for you, spiritual work, into your creative life? I mean, not just to use your spirituality to fuel your creative life, but to actually become a spiritual practitioner and then weave that into your creative life.
I see music as you get an emotion when a song plays, if it's a sad song, you take that back to that moment where you were sad or that relatability, and these thoughts and these feelings arise. And I feel like that is very powerful. Like if you can just make something and have so much of a hold onto one person, I think that that's very powerful. So, you know, being able to tap into that, you know, you have to tap into your emotions. You have to tap into that consciousness, that conscious mind. But how are you going to do that? Everyone is so just about themselves. They're not aware of the things that are making you feel this way. So I felt like when we started Candle Magic, that was me in my frustration of, you know, I can't get over this. I can't do this, you know, and learning a little bit about alchemy, you know, about turning something and redirecting that energy and turning it into something positive. And, you know, that's part of our brand too, is, you know, being able to turn something, maybe if you want to turn something around or set an intention that is going to turn your life around in the better, you know, you can establish that relationship, build a candle that is personalized to you. And when you light it, you're lighting your intention, you're reminded, you're being constantly in remembrance of that intention. So it makes it a lot more easier for you to redirect that energy and know what's working for you and what's not working for you.
I agree with you. I'm 100%. I think that there's such a magic to candles. I grew up in a very haunted house, so I like to stay away from paranormal activity. Like I'll come and investigate your house, Muse, but I don't want it in my house. So people always say to me, like, I think activity, what do I do? And the first thing I always say is candles. I mean, candles are such the combination of the energy of the smoke, the energy of the fire, the energy of the warmth. I mean, all those things together spiritually, burn a white candle and clear your space out. I mean, to me, I think it all begins with candles. for me as a kid, because obviously I'm older than you, and I grew up at a time where, even though my mother was an in-the-closet psychic medium, there wasn't as much information around about metaphysical and New Age and ancient practices as there are now. You had to kind of dig for it. It wasn't sort of up in your face on TikTok. But as a kid, seriously, as a kid,
you're right.
The thing that I did. What? I'm sorry?
I said, yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you could learn a little bit from the library, but mostly you had to kind of figure it out. So the first thing I did, I think, as a practitioner, as a kid, was it was all about candles, collecting candles, burning candles, different scents, different colors and energies. And then at some point I graduated to incense. But candles are where it all began, and it's a great place to start. And there's so many wonderful things you can put inside of candles, right? So for you in your own life, what do you resonate towards as far as what are your sort of your go-tos that you burn?
So rose petals, lavender, mugwort. I also burn it as an incense as well, too. Yeah, those are my three. I put it into, you know, anything that I am inhaling-wise as well, too, to give it a sense of calm and peace. It's definitely a good blend to whenever I need to, like, calm down or something. I can make it into a tea as well, too. Yeah, it always just gives me a little fuzzy feeling, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, there's something really underrated about the magic of lavender.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think so many things in your life can be made better with lavender. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's this whole thing now. I'm a fan of sage. I know there are a lot of practitioners that are not the idea that sage burns away everything. I'm like, well, some situations you really want to clear that spiritual palate. So get out the sage and burn it away.
Yeah.
People say, well, what about the worry that after you sage, right, that the space is going to be left empty? And I always say, then that's when you get out your lavender and fill the space up with lavender.
I burn cinnamon. I boil cinnamon on my pot in my kitchen.
I recommend cinnamon too. That's my second one that I recommend. I burn a lot of that as well.
Yep.
My mom, for her. I mean, she had like 67 different vials of incense, and they were all different kinds of rose. Now, who knew there were that many kinds? So I grew up in a house that always smelled like lavender, rose, and cinnamon, like not just at Christmas.
Yeah, I love that.
So those are all things that are coming because, you know, the world, it's a lot, right, Muse? And if you're an empath and you take in a lot, then the world is even more of a lot than it is for an average person. And you have to find a way to sort of... Well, I'm sorry?
Sir, I'm a Cancer.
Oh, honey. Yeah, right. First to stay in that cave, that crab cave, and not come out. Just one little claw comes out, and it's like, oh, fuck it, and it goes back in. I totally get it. And my mother was a Scorpio, so you can imagine how that den was sanctified when I was growing up. Yeah, I mean, you have to find ways to sanctify your own space, and that means your actual home space. But it also means your spiritual periphery, right? Your body, the energy you keep close to you. You have to keep yourself protected in this day.
Right, and I don't think a lot of us really really pay attention to that as well, too. Again, you know, that's another type of box that we are creating in candle magic as well, too. Like, it teaches you the importance of energy and clearing your space. You know, just like you're saying, you know, with the sage and clearing your space, you're making new room for new energies to be in there. And then you can set the tone after, you know, with cinnamon or lavender. But you're casting out old energy and you're allowing yourself to be renewed with new energy. But, you know, when we come home every day, we bring in our energies into our house. So it's always very important to you know, clear your space and also clear your body as well, too, with sage as well, too. But that's just my personal preference.
So where are you based in the U.S.?
So I'm in Nevada, Las Vegas.
Okay.
and I've been out here for about 3 years. I was born and raised in California.
Okay.
Riverside.
So let's talk a little bit about the energy of Vegas, because I love the energy of that desert. Like, I am obsessed with it. And I almost in my 20s bought a house there as well and lived back and forth. But then I realized I was so busy that I'd never get out there.
Yeah.
I love it there. I love Palm, that sort of Vegas light, because the desert, you can feel so much in Palm as well, and it's easier to get to for me in Los Angeles. But man, there is magic in that Mojave Desert, right? I mean, it's magic.
Yes, it's Vegas is definitely a cultural shift, though, for me. Being from California to Nevada, it's been like definitely a different energy. A lot of tourists, a lot of energy gets brought into Vegas. I don't know if this is just a hot spot or energy, but I run into a lot of different energies, more than I felt like I did in California.
Yes. Well, a lot more tourism. You never thought you would say that about California, right? But I think Vegas has way more tourism than California now.
Right. Yes. Yes. Definitely a wake-up call.
So tell me about, for you, how the energy felt different. Like, what did the LA energy feel like for you, and what does the Vegas energy feel like, and how have you adjusted to the shift?
I feel like LA's energy was more so spread out. It was definitely intense energy, but it was more of a leveled out. I can go to different places, feel the same energy, but it'll be not as intense as it is here. So given that, you know, Vegas is tourist and it's also a smaller state, I feel like that energy is so focused in one point. So it's like the heavy energy. And it's funny because you can be 2 weeks here and have a cowboy convention, and, you know, there's like cowboys everywhere. There's cowboy hats, cowboy boots. And then a week later, it could be, you know, an anime convention, and everyone's walking around in anime. So it's like, I feel like Vegas shifts through dimensions so much. Like, that's where I feel like sometimes I'm like, okay, I think I need to be home for a minute.
Right. You feel like it, I just thought about this right now. I don't think I've ever thought about it quite like this with what you just said. Do you feel like it muses... It's like absorbing a little bit of all those energies that move through it in the way that,
yes.
Like if you walk into a psychic bookstore, right, it smells
mm-hmm.
like 20 years of different incense burning in there, and it's almost absorbed into the walls.
Yes, yes.
Vegas has absorbed all of those energies, right, that come through all the different kinds of people that come through for the different things all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there has to be so much, some type of energy that's here that people are attracted to. It's like, what's the saying? It's like a moth to a light or a flame. I feel like a lot of people,
yeah.
The light, everything draws into it. It's like they're really drawing in people from all over the world to come here, and it's like they take their energy as well, too. And then there's like – it's like a cycle of energy. I definitely feel that pull. That's why it's a little bit – sometimes it's a little bit too much for me because of all that intensive energy. But if you're here for a couple of days, you know, you definitely feel that rush. You get that rush. But if you're constantly being powered all the time, you're like, okay, all right, I think I'm good for the day or the week.
I think some of that rush, too, is just what naturally comes up under the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you lived in Riverside, did you spend a lot of time in Los Angeles?
Yes, I did. I lived out there. I lived out there for 3 years before I moved to Vegas.
And did you feel that same sort of thing, right? The absorption of all the people that come here, the anticipation of people who come here to make their dreams come true.
Yes.
I think it picked up a lot And, you know, it's basically desert energy as well, not as deserty as Vegas. Certainly this was built on a desert also, so it's that same desert energy that sort of seems to hold everybody's memories and secrets.
I feel like it's the ocean, that ocean energy, that's what brings people there, that element of water. And then with Nevada, you have that heat, the sun, that's shining on you. So it's like you're getting that intensive feeling of the sun here, being in the desert, but also when you go to California, since I'm also a water sign, I feel like I was embodied in water and everything was flowing. So this is definitely a fish out of water.
No, I understand. I live on the water. And as much as I love the desert, I think I would have trouble with the water. As a matter of fact, I moved to the San Fernando Valley in my early 20s, and I lived there for a long time and always came down here because my mom was here. But then after she passed, I just recently decided to move into this house, and I was just going to fix it up and rent it. And I've fallen in love with being so close to the water. Excited to say. And now it's hard to get away from. Like, I literally drive up and down PCH every single night because I want to make sure that every night I remember what a beautiful place I live in and how lucky I am to live so close to literally being plopped in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And how fascinating it is to live on the end of the continent, really, where there's just nothing for thousands of miles after you pass Catalina Island.
Right.
It's fascinating how this energy has changed me over the last year. I guess changed me back to a lot of the things that I was when I lived here as a kid, you know? Where you live, especially for a spiritual practitioner, is such an important thing, right?
Yes. I definitely have relocated in Vegas because I wasn't feeling the energy. And I feel like maybe now, where I am now, I live more up north in North Vegas. I feel like it definitely gives me the California vibe of almost like Chino, Ontario meets Riverside up here. And it definitely resonates when I'm home for me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what home is like for you.
Yeah.
No, I think that's beautiful. And so tell me, because we're almost done, but I want you to come back and do this again with me, and maybe we'll even find your business partner next time. What do you guys have planned? What's coming up, and where can people find you online?
Well, we are officially launching Candle Magic June. You can follow our social media at candle_magic, CK with the magic, 101. You can follow us there, get updates. We have a email link that we have for everyone signing up. You get 10% off your first orders. So we're doing that. As for me, still making my music. I'm also coming out with a podcast myself. You can follow me on Instagram at Museboy, MuzeBzy.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for being here, my friend. How lovely to meet you.
Yes,
and let's do this again soon. Would you like that?
Yes, I would love that.
And
I will.
All right.
I promise I'll have my business partner with me. I promise.
Just You was great. So Just You is always welcome. The wonderful Muse, everybody. So fantastic to have him here on the show. Thank you, my friend, for being here. If you missed those links, I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com and everywhere on social media, just at SheenaMetal. Please go and find me there. And, of course, we're also at RaisingTheVibration.org is the movement. RaisingTheVibrationRadio.com is the radio show. And then we're at liveparanormal.com, iHeartRadio.com, and all of our syndicates, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Blog Talk Radio, iVox, Player FM, and the list goes on and on. Until I see you next time, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity, always work to raise your vibration, and know that you are loved and you are loved. And I'll see you next time. Take care.